U.S. officials have identified Pakistan as the main supplier of nuclear weapons technology to North Korea. Russia and China, the officials say, were secondary suppliers. North Korea has admitted it has a program aimed at using uranium to make nuclear weapons, a program that the Bush administration says violates several international agreements. Now, U.S. officials are consulting with allies about how to respond. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Concerns that Pakistan and North Korea were sharing sensitive technology go back at least to the Clinton administration. Both countries were desperate for new technology for their military programs, and both were too poor to pay for very much of it in hard currency. Robert Einhorn, Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation under President Clinton, says the U.S. was watching Pakistan carefully because it had a program to enrich uranium to weapons-grade level.
The North Koreans in 1994 had signed an agreement with the United States that prohibited them from producing more plutonium for their nuclear weapons program. So having frozen their plutonium production, the North Koreans might have been in the market for technology to produce fissile material through the uranium enrichment route. Pakistan had that.
Einhorn says the U.S. was not able to confirm its suspicions about Pakistan at that time. But Carl Inderfirth, then Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says the Clinton administration had what he describes as an all-points bulletin for any information suggesting a quid pro quo arrangement.
These concerns were raised at the very highest level of our government, meaning President Clinton, first with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. And then after he was overthrown, President Clinton also raised these concerns with President Musharraf.
Inderfirth says both Pakistani leaders promised to look into the matter and to stop any nuclear proliferation if it were occurring. But it may have been too late. At about that time, North Korea apparently was obtaining technology to enrich uranium through an arms deal with Pakistan. A senior defense official who asked not to be identified says North Korea gave Pakistan Nodong missiles, which are capable of striking northern India, 5 or 6 years ago. The official says there is good reason to ask yourself what Pakistan gave North Korea in return. The missiles, the official says, were transferred to Khan Laboratories, run by the legendary father of Pakistan's nuclear program, Abdul Qadir Khan. Leonard Spector with the Monterey Institute for Nonproliferation, he says that Khan began Pakistan's weapons program with uranium enrichment technology he allegedly stole from Europe.
It's generally believed, and the Dutch government has declared, that the technology for uranium enrichment was stolen from the Dutch government's facility at Almelo in the Netherlands. The plans then went to Pakistan in the late 1970s, and slowly but surely Pakistan built its own uranium enrichment capability, drawing from those plans.
Officials at the White House and State Department refused to comment on how North Korea obtained the technology. Both noted instead how much the world has changed since September 11th. Richard Boucher is the State Department spokesman.
I would say that since September 11th, we've had a lot of support around the world, very different relationship with many of the countries on whom North Korea has traditionally relied for technology, economic support, and diplomatic support. And those relationships are important to us.
Pakistan's involvement is a complicated diplomatic issue for the United States. The transfer of nuclear technology apparently took place before Pakistan's current president, Pervez Musharraf, took power. Also, Washington needs Pakistan's continued cooperation for the fight against al-Qaeda. Michael Crapon, who runs the South Asia Project at the Henry L. Stimson Center in Washington, says the U.S. has little leverage.
Pakistan relies very heavily on its missile program as a counterweight to India. It's a key part of Pakistan's nuclear deterrent. And if the army leadership comes to the conclusion that they absolutely need to do something, they'll do it, even if it aggravates the United States.
Private analysts say the best way to stop future arms proliferation in South Asia is to settle Pakistan's long-standing conflict with India. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.